This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Richard Van Norden. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part two of this podcast, we learned how atoms can share electrons in systems called covalent bonds. And now we're going to find out what keeps metals linked together. So, Richard, what happens when metals meet?
Well, metal atoms have only a few electrons in their outer shell, so they don't hold on to their outer electrons very strongly. And this means that if you put lots of metal atoms close together, their electrons can move between the atoms very freely.
So the electrons can move about freely, but isn't a flow of electrons an electric current?
That's right, and this is why metals can conduct electricity so well. The electrons are free to move, so if you push them with a voltage, they will flow through the metal.
And if you could zoom in on metal with a very powerful microscope, what does it actually look like on the scale of the individual atoms?
Because the atoms have pretty much lost their weakly held outer electrons, you can think of them as just being positively charged ions surrounded by a sea of negatively charged electrons. Two neighbouring ions will repel one another a bit, but they're attracted to the electrons in between them even more, so they do attract one another overall. And the atoms arrange themselves into three-dimensional repeating patterns called crystals.
Well, apart from conducting electricity very well, are there any other properties that metals share?
Well, if you heat up one end of a piece of metal, energy is transferred to the electrons in that area. And because metals conduct electricity well, these electrons can then easily move through the metal, transferring the energy and therefore heat with them. So metals are also good conductors of heat. Metals can also be malleable and ductile.
And what do those terms mean?
Malleable means that they'll bend if you hit them with a hammer, and ductile means you can stretch them into wires.
So basically you can change their shape by pushing or pulling them?
Yes. Some metals are more malleable than others, but they're all more flexible than giant covalent or ionic structures like diamond or table salt. This is because the metallic bonds are not directional, and they're not attractive between all the atoms in the material. So the atoms can be pushed past each other, and the material can quite easily change shape.